Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're dealing with and continuing on is called Speaking and Praying in Tongues, and we're doing part 5 of the 7-part series. We're doing the topic 10 reasons why the believer should speak in tongues, and we're continuing on with the 6th reason. The 6th reason is a means of keeping free from worldly contamination. We go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 28. It reads, "But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God." This is a means of keeping free from the contamination of the ungodly and the profane, and all the vulgar talk around us, on the job or in public. The Bible says that we are not of this world, but we are in this world as a believer. That means as a believer, you have the choice every day to take the way of the world or the way of God. I would suggest as a believer, you take the way of God through the Word of God in conjunction with the Holy Spirit. Reason number 7, it allows us and helps us to pray for the unknown. When we pray in tongues, we are praying for things that we know of and also what we don't know of, and for also what we're not aware of. Praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit, who knows everything, can pray through us for things about which our natural minds know nothing about. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, knows everything, and he knows the Word of God, and he knows the answer and the correct prayer for every situation that we do not know of. So it's wise that we allow him to pray for the unknown through us. The 8th reason, it gives us refreshment to our spirit. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 11 to 12. "For with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people," verse 12, "to whom he said, 'This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing,' yet they would not hear." Speaking in tongue refreshes our spirit when we do it on a daily basis. Speaking in tongues is just not for a prayer meeting or a situation, it's for continual prayer in God. The Bible says, "Be joyful always, pray continually." Praying continually means having dialogue or a two-way conversation with the Lord all the time. It doesn't necessarily mean you've got to be on your knees praying or in your prayer closet. Prayer is communication, is relationship and intimacy with the Father. And as we pray in tongues, this increases our relationship and our sensitivity to the relationship and the Spirit of God. This also refreshes our spirit man daily. Reason number 9, for giving thanks. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 15 to 17. Verse 15, "What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding." Verse 16, "Otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say Amen at your giving thanks, since he does not understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified." Notice that Paul says praying in tongues provides the most perfect way to pray and to give thanks, for he said in verse 17, "You indeed give thanks well." In the presence of people who are unlearned, however, Paul said to pray with your understanding also, that they may be edified, that they will understand what you say. Reason number 10, it helps to bring our tongue under control. James chapter 3, verse 8, "But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." Because our tongue is the worst member to bring under control, when we pray in tongues, it helps to control it. There are 10 good reasons why a person should pray in tongues. Again, I will say to you, it is for every believer who's born again. Some people want to pray in tongues and some don't want to pray in tongues. That's purely up to the believer and God. But it's God's will for every person to be born again on the earth and to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to pray in tongues. The next part coming up will be part 6, and we'll be doing with a topic called the public side of tongues. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.